This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a post-impeachment edition of What's on Your Mind. So, the House impeached the President, which means nothing other than the House impeached the President. I guess it's historic in the sense that it was the second time. It was of no surprise to me. I didn't watch the vote. I didn't listen to one bit of commentary because it doesn't matter. You knew they were going to do it. It just doesn't matter. Now,
Go ahead. I know you appreciate my song prowess and my music knowledge.
What's the song for?
This is for the new walk-in song for the House of Representatives.
From this point forward?
Yeah, from this point forward, I think they should do when they come into session, just, you know, turn it up. Send in the jugglers. Send in the acrobats. Here they go!
So this is sort of like
a circus.
The House of Representatives
kind of theme.
In a song.
Yeah,
pretty much. I got it. Okay. Good for you. I got it. And I believe you've nailed it.
Thank you.
But I would say that, let's think for a moment here, folks. So impeachment means nothing other than it's a political process. They have desecrated the Constitution with how they're using it. Because if Donald Trump incited a riot, so did Chuck Schumer. So did Nancy Pelosi. So did Adam, I'd be very careful in how I say his last name, Schiff. Adam Schiff. Who else? S-C-H-I-F-F. Keep going down the line.
BLM, Antifa.
Yeah.
The mayor of Portland, the governors of Seattle and Washington and Oregon. Yeah.
But missing from the whole idea of impeaching a president over inciting a riot is others that were culpable. And I would even give Trump some of the blame, only because you knew they were going to blame him after that speech. 90% of the speech was mom and apple pie, what he usually does. 10% was Mike Pence is not doing what he should do, and, whatever. But I wouldn't have done the speeches if I were him, because he would have denied them the opportunity to do this. They would have done some other thing. They would have said he pulled the toenail out of some little old lady, and therefore he should be impeached. It's beyond ridiculous. So my point is, don't even let it bother you, because it is what it is. And it was going to be what it was. So. Now, the Senate is where they could quote-unquote convict him. Somebody needs to do a little research for me, probably best in the audience. I don't believe just the House impeaching him prevents him from running in 2024. I believe he has to be convicted in the Senate for that to be the case.
He does.
And that's clearly what they want.
Yep.
Okay, that's what all this is about. They're scared to death of Trump. He's afraid of no one, nobody.
Yeah, they are.
This is all about, this isn't about, oh, get that guy off the stage, we're done with him, we're over, because that was going to happen anyway, according to them. I still, in my heart of hearts, can't tell you what's going to happen on January 20th. I know if everybody from Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong were here now, they would scoff and go, oh, my gosh, would you just stop with this? And I'll say, well, a majority of my listeners, I think that, too. That number is shrinking, and it's probably maybe at 50-50, maybe 51 point to 50. But the point is this. He may. I don't know. I question everything. It's over. You're going to be inaugurated. Come on, you're crazy. After January 6th and how they voted, of course he is. I don't know. You ever seen those billboards that say winds of change on them?
Yeah.
See that. What does that mean, winds of change? I know that's Mary, mother of Jesus. I know that from,
Right. Yep.
CCD and religious ed, the little school you go to when you're a little boy, who she is and what she represents. So that's her. The sign says Winds of Change, and then it's MEJ.com. I looked at it one time for 20 minutes. This is kind of interesting, but I forgot. I was curious. I'm questioning everything. And then I hear about 105-mile-an-hour winds in Crosby, North Dakota. Look, a handful of days before January 20th, I go, what the heck is going on? Our weather wizard isn't here right now. He's closing on his new house, but he's going to check in later. I want to ask him, has there ever been 105-mile-an-hour winds in January in Crosby, North Dakota? Phil Parker told me earlier that I could look for his garage, or I'm sorry, his garbage can any day. I guess I need to look for yours too, Todd, right? I look for your garbage can. You're talking 60-mile-an-hour winds is not normal either, but 105 is crazy. Not 60 miles. So I'll look for yours too, okay? So maybe those dots connect, maybe they don't. But I'm in a position where I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. So anyway, back to what the House did. Big deal, nothing burger, stupid, purely political. Now, 10 people voted with the Democrats. One of them was Liz Cheney. Third highest Republican in the House of Representatives, wants to be president, hates Trump because he says two very dirty words to the swamp, often. Are you ready for the dirty words? This is dirty words in the eyes of a globalist, which Liz Cheney would be.
Yep.
America first.
Oh.
America first. So that's why she voted the way she did, and I think he got in a dust-up with her some time ago. So she's kind of, she's John McCain in a skirt. Just think of it that way. Right now, she's John McCain in a skirt. Okay? I'm sorry if that analogy offends anybody, but I mean it in a good way. I don't mean she's like cross-dressing or anything, or he's cross-dressing. You know what I'm saying? I mean it in a good way. Okay. Because I think I said the other day that Kristi Noem is Donald Trump in a skirt. The only thing, Kristi Noem doesn't wear skirts. She probably does, but I always see her in a pair of jeans and boots. Okay, good. I'm just checking with the Standards and Practices Department. That's you. That's you, Todd. I'm just checking. True. Right. And if you're ever offended by anything I say or do, the first thing you should do is call the show and say, I'm offended, that was dumb, and we'll have a big boy adult conversation about it. The snarky ones like to go, I'm going to go tell that Charlie, the one's KFYR, I'm going to tell Steve Hostom, that's his partner, I'm going to... Fine. You know what they do? Both of them do? What happened here? What's going on? Okay, fine, bye. Charlie probably calls Todd, and Steve walks into my office and says, what's this guy complaining about? I mean, we take them all seriously. I'm not saying we blow them off, but my point is it'd be much better just call us, and if I screwed up, I apologize. You know, and I'll apologize to you sincerely and tell you I did, because that's fine. Okay, back to impeachment. So there is a lot of news shaking out now that the Senate is going to take up the House case of impeachment after the election. Know what I said? After. A-F-T-E-R. I know a lot of people in my audience don't like Mitch McConnell, and some of it he deserves. But I think he's really, really smart politically. He wants one thing and one thing only in life. More Republican senators. That's all the guy cares about. Because the more Republican senators he has, what does he do? Make sure the Supreme Court is more on our side than the people that think the Constitution is basically toilet paper. They interpret it as they see fit. That is converting the Constitution of the United States to toilet paper. So I think after the impeachment, after the inauguration, by the way, might be wise. Guess why? It will suck all the oxygen out of the room of the beginning days of the Biden administration, if there is a Biden administration. So rather than, you know, a few more days of chaos leading up till January 20th and everything else when we're all going blah, 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 let it sink in a little. Have votes on all his wackadoodle appointments. And not all of them are wackadoodle, but more than not are extremists on environment, extremists on the higher taxes, they're right out of the Democratic playbook. And mind you, Joe Biden had to appoint people that AOC signed off on and Bernie Sanders signed off on. That's not easy. I can't wait for more Pete Buttigieg lectures as Department of Transportation. He'll be saying stuff like, you should bike to work. You should.
Oh, yeah.
He'll want more bike paths than he will want interstates.
Yep.
Bring it on. Because if Joe Biden is inaugurated next Tuesday, is it Tuesday or Wednesday? It's the 20th.
Wednesday.
If he is, in fact, inaugurated, and if he begins as an administration, I believe 2022 election will be a colossal defeat for Democrats. And they will lose all their power. Think Bill Clinton. Remember what he did? Oh, yeah. Fuel tax.
We
need a BTU tax.
Got to put an asterisk by that unless we fix the voting processes.
Very important. I agree with you.
It's not happening.
I would also agree with you if we have a country.
Well, there's that.
And that goes hand in hand because if you don't have free and fair elections, you don't have a country.
No.
So I agree with all that. That's my worst case scenario. Maybe we aren't going to have that much time because maybe Mary on the billboard is right. The winds of change is 105-mile-an-hour winds in Williston, North Dakota. When we come back, a Caddyshack moment, and then your calls, straight through, your turn. Won't say a thing unless you ask me a question. Bob's first next.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A minute. All night, all night. Cut that off! Music is a violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law.
Really? You know, I've always been fascinated with the law, sir.
Oh, really? What areas?
Oh, all areas. Personal privacy, noise statutes. You know, I plan to go to law school after I graduated, but
Looks like my folks won't have enough money to put me through college.
Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
He is the absolute
one-liners.
But Ted, steering wheel over here where it belongs.
I still call him Ted. For anybody 30 and younger, that's a clip from the movie Caddyshack. Our top three movies here are Caddyshack. What was number two again?
Animal House.
Animal House.
Those are mine.
Caddyshack, Animal House, and Stripes. I'll go with that. We do have to keep it a little light today, but I noticed you had the menace. The man is a menace. Who's the menace right now?
Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, well, right now?
Right.
Oh,
in this country.
Geez.
Who's the menace?
Oh, man. Barack Obama.
You think Barack Obama's the menace?
Obama. He's a wizard. He's behind the curtain right over
there. Yesterday's news, I don't know. Anyway, but you're right, he's behind the curtain. He didn't want Biden, though.
But that's a menace.
You didn't want Biden. Don't forget that.
Bye, Bushwood!
So, we have a lot of serious stuff to talk about today on the program, but I have asked Kevin to find music for the bumpers that come from some of these movies, and that's our way of keeping it just a little bit light today, but it is a serious day. The United States House of Representatives, for the first time in the history of this great United States, has impeached a president. Never happened before. They impeached him one time on... One guy said he heard something that he thought somebody else should know, so let's call him a whistleblower. We pulled the transcript. Funny, he didn't say that. Second of all, if he had, he can. He's the president of the United States. Impeach him. They did. Senate said, no evidence here, and thank you very much, go away. Essentially, that's the same thing the House and Senate has said about the stolen election, but... Partly with reason, they haven't been presented the evidence. I should say they haven't been presented the evidence in a style which a court would receive it or a legislative hearing would receive it. So states blew it, courts blew it, and now Congress has blown it.
And one of the best is for
but
4 years.
Just one sec. Congress, they blew it with some constitutional muster behind their denial. I'm not so sure the others did. Procedural versus... evidentiary, etc. What, you were going to say what?
I just have 4 years of foreign interference in the election. It's clear that Putin and his interfered, but the minute it was the other way around, we actually did it. Oh, there's no interference here.
Right.
Nothing
so
to see here.
My point in all this is that it's serious stuff. Why does this happen to me? Do all three ring binders fall apart like that?
They can.
Is that only mine?
Sometimes.
I've got papers all over the floor. You can't even believe it. But anyway, that doesn't matter to you. Here, we're going to keep it light with the music, but we're going to get serious. I want to hear from you. If you are a first-time caller to this program, please tell Daniel that when you call 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. If you want to text us, Todd is 701-226-8503. Tell us you're a first-time texter. Put three stars on there if that's easier. I don't care. I want to know if you're a first-time texter. I'm going to err on the side of taking first-time callers that are trying to get in today and texters and those giving comments because we've had three, four, five, six, I think 2 weeks worth of days where we have more calls than we can get to. The lines are generally full, and so I want to honor the folks that are trying to get in. Doesn't mean we don't love our loyal listeners. We do. Or our loyal texters or folks that send us emails. We do. But it's just hard to get to everybody. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA is the place with home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. So if you're kind of having a little hankering for a meatloaf dinner, Harvard location, I-29 exit. If pulled pork is your thing today, Valley City exit 292. Or is it 282? I say it every day. Just Valley City, look for the PetroServe USA signs. French dip sandwich, also in Valley City, special today. Country fried steak, never had a bad one. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's, go get a dozen Sloppy Joe's, bring them back to the office, say, when's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe? I'd do that. 12th Avenue North, 929, Yulin beef tips today. There's the specials, but every PetroServe USA you walk into, whether you see the Marathon banner, that means they serve Marathon gas, or the Senex. Just the flavor of gas they're serving, they're all low prices, they're all great deals. They're all PetroServe USA locations and Valley Dairy. They'll take care of you. Tell them Scott sent you. to hear me talking about any business, go in there and say, Scott sent me. They'll take good care of you. Okay? Okay. Let's go to the phones. We're going to do the one minute only, unless you have a question for me. We'll put that on the end, but we're going to try and get as many as you on the air as possible today. Impeachment has happened in the House. Impeachment will happen in the Senate. When should it happen? Or anything else on your mind. It might be COVID. It might be the weather. Doesn't matter. We'll get you the answers. James in Cavalier, are you a first-time caller?
No, I'm not.
Well, good. Welcome back to the program. And go ahead with what you have to say. Good morning.
I would just like to say a little snippet I've seen yesterday of Congress. Where do these people come from? I don't understand their education level. We need people in Congress with, I think, no higher than a 12th grade education. Because I think after they get collegeized, everything goes out the door.
Never heard that term, collegeized.
That's awesome.
But I like your new limitation on Congress.
That's awesome, man.
And that'd be better than term limits, because term limits make sure people we vote for don't run the show, but actually people who are staff, swampy, marmy, smarmy, they run the show. That's why I don't like term limits, because that's what the problem is in Washington, D.C. But you got a better idea. Send anybody that has a high school. By the way, proud to say I have a high school education, and that's it, through the 12th grade. I've been educated at the University of Mary, but I haven't quite got to the finish line. And it's really, really good.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know
I
where
do.
I'm coming from. Yeah.
Pardon me?
A lot of people, when they're right out of high school, you got to use, if you don't go to college, you got to put your common sense to work to get through this world. If you don't got a degree or something, you know. I mean, but some of these people that go to Congress, it seems like everything goes out the window. I don't know who they're representing.
It's a good question, James. Very good call. Thank you, sir.
I have the same thoughts. Exactly. Who are these people?
Oh, here's Bob in Memphis, Tennessee. Bob, have you ever called this program before?
Yes.
And you have a North Dakota connection? You listen on GCN? You pull your app with you? How is it you're listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee?
Right now I'm listening to you on TuneIn.
Well, I love it. I love that you do. I'm honored that we have listeners in Memphis, Tennessee. Tell me what's on your mind. 1 minute, go.
Well, actually, I'm from North Dakota, but I'm down in Memphis right now. What's on my mind is, you know, I'm impressed with the freshman class of the Congress. We got some real courageous Congress women. I think I can still say women.
I'm not sure. Yep.
The one from Colorado, that Lauren Boebert or whatever her name is. And then the one from Georgia that's going to impeach Biden.
Yes, you're talking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I said Congresswoman, so I'm probably going to get hate mail, too. But you're exactly right, Bob. That freshman class, they are rock stars. And you know what? There wasn't supposed to be any freshman Republicans. Remember that? Because Trump was
Billy Armstrong. I didn't hear him. Where was he? On MSNBC or something?
I'll answer that when we come back, Bob. Hang tight.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again. And so on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I wanted the Caddyshack, or excuse me, the Animal House version of that, where they're actually singing it, right?
You're Delta Tau Chi name is Pluto.
The music coming from our top three classic movie collection. Somebody's already called very upset that we didn't have Grumpy Old Man on the list.
No, these are more classic comedies. That would be in the newer realm, but yes.
So I think we have classics, and to me, if you had to pick my top three movies of all time, it'd be a different list than the classics. For me.
For me, this is classic comedies.
Yeah.
For me.
We have different genres, to borrow a big word. Yeah. Pyfers. You know that name? I say Pyfers. What do you say?
Auction.
Right. I say Pyfers. What do you say? I say land management.
Oh, yeah.
I see land sales. Because if I called Kevin Pyfer, the entire team at Pyfers right now, I said, hey, there's a piece of land my neighbor's going to sell. What's that worth? What were land prices with it? He'd say, yes, it's great. Take it to the banker. He'd say, no, I wouldn't even bother with it. He'd just give you the right there. And there's some incredible land auction land values, land things going on right now, when land prices are probably the best investment you can have. Machinery auctions on hold for a while, but they're booking them right now. I don't mean on hold. They're just, I think the first one I see on the calendar here is, I guess, February 11th. Not too far off. That's a timed one. And there's another one in Worthing, South Dakota on March 4th. So there's a few coming up, but they're booking machinery auctions right now, and they can get you more money than anybody. But on the land side, oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. It is incredible. Dunn County, 411 acres, Killdeer, North Dakota. Auction date not yet set. More information coming on that one. Sheridan County, 296 acres. You know what I'm saying? But a house for sale in Bowman. Nice one. House for sale in Steele, Lakota. So the land and the property is big, too. Pyfers.com. Call them at 877-700-4099. Bob, you asked a question about freshmen that you said you were proud of, and then you said Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong's not a freshman anymore. He'd be a sophomore, but I didn't hear what your question about Kelly Armstrong was. Tell me what it was.
Question is, where is he? You know, nothing. I hear crickets. Nothing. You know,
well,
why
don't
you get his face out there?
That's not fair. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's not fair. I saw him on TV twice yesterday on the House floor, taking on the impeachment thing. I texted him at one point and said, what is going on in the floor? He said, I don't know. I'm in the Rules Committee fighting on impeachment. They're fighting on something else. So I don't say he's nowhere. I don't know why you think he's nowhere. Do you mean media-wise, or do you mean actually doing something to stop this insanity?
Yeah, something to stop the insanity. And we need somebody courageous out there that's going to actually have their face and say something on national television. That's what we need. And as far as Kelly being a lawyer, somebody said, maybe it was you that said, well, he's a lawyer. He's a real good lawyer or whatever. You know what? I've been in business my whole life. I've hired many carpenters that couldn't cut a set of stairs. I've hired many concrete finishers that couldn't run a power trowel. So I could care less if you're a lawyer or not. It's whether you're good or not. You know, there's only probably 2% of people doing the job that are any good at it, at what they're doing. That's just 40 years of, actually, I've been self-employed my whole life. And you talk about college people, I'm a high school dropout. I started my first business when I was 10 years old. So, you know, I don't know your all your education, where that's getting us. I mean, these education, I think, is what's ruining this country. I mean, people are overeducated with no common sense. Sorry, but that's just my feelings.
Well, it's not, you don't have to be sorry. That's your opinion. I think I might have been the one that said right place, right time, because a lawyer who's been on the Judiciary Committee, who fought a lot of the nonsense earlier on the other impeachment deal and everything else on the investigations, is a good thing. I mean, getting a lawyer in the mix is a good thing. Being a lawyer does not mean I bow at your altar. I get that. And being a lawyer doesn't mean you're one of the good ones. Let's see if I can play this. This is from Twitter yesterday. This was Kelly on the House floor. Listen to this and tell me if you think this is fighting for you. Okay, here's Kelly.
Speaker, what happened last Wednesday is an absolute tragedy. And not only are we part of dealing with it now, we were part of it then. But when emotions are frayed and tensions are this high, process matters more. It matters more now than it did before. And the reality is this. There are serious constitutional questions about these articles. And Donald Trump is going to be president until January 20th. And on January 20th, Joe Biden's going to become president. But I'll end with this. I'm going to vote against impeachment, and that's going to give me credibility at home with my base. You're going to vote for impeachment, and that's going to give you credibility at home with your base. It's easy to point at me and blame me. It's easy for me to point at you and blame you. But on January 21st, we're all going to be back here. So use that credibility. Go back and say, talk some hard truths to your people. I'm going to do it. And we need to do a better job. And with that, I yield back.
All right, what do you think of that, Bob? When you hear that, is that what you wanted from him?
What I heard was blah, 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 blah. So I am just numb with our politicians. They got to fight hard. We need somebody that's going to fight hard to save, like President Trump said, we need somebody that's going to fight hard to save our country. And if you want to know the real truth about what went wrong with his presidency, you just go to his inaugural speech. Everybody behind him was ready to get out a knife and put it in his back because what he had said. He's the one with courage, really the only one with courage. Now we actually have some women, freshman women, that have courage, and hopefully that's where the party's going to go. Because I've been an independent all my life, but I supported, I voted, well, I've actually voted for Heidi Heitkamp, as dumb as that might seem. But
yeah, I would put that in the dumb category.
I vote mostly right. So.
Well, I'm honored that you are a North Dakotan who's now in Memphis but still listening to us, because that's important to us, too. A lot of nice snowbirds out there that do that, and I appreciate it. Talked to Gretchen Stenjam the other day, and she was somewhere, I forget, but she said, I missed your show. I said, well, you got the app. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I couldn't working and taking calls and didn't have a chance to listen, but we really appreciate that. So, Bob, thank you for that. I would give a suggestion to Team Armstrong to hear what you're saying there, mostly because of the three members of the United States Congress from North Dakota, he would naturally be the most vulnerable, if that's the term we can use, because he's up next. And also has been
when he was a freshman, I called Washington to try to get a hold of him. I don't think he had his office set up for 2 or 3 months.
Well, that's always tough. You know, I can put that on him. But I would say this. We've got three really good members of Congress, really good members of Congress, probably better than 48 out of 50 have in total. They're a really good team. I appreciate that. I know people get mad because they didn't vote the way I wanted them to vote last week. I heard them. I listened to them. I understand what they wanted to vote the other way. It didn't come, so I get it. But I wouldn't be too armed with them. I also wouldn't be too shy to tell them what you want and why you feel, because when Kelly says he's going to come home and talk to his base, that's you. That's most of the people on the call. And if he thinks he's going to come back and say, hey, dummies, we got to be nice, too, once in a while, then he will get his butt handed to him in the next session. In other words, what he was saying to folks is, look, you're taking care of your base. I'm taking care of my base. We'll vote okay. But we really should talk some truth to our base once in a while, too. I'd like them to be one and the same. That's all I'm saying. Bob, appreciate the call. First-time callers to the front of the line, 701-258-0550. I saw a first-time caller there, but I don't know which one of these is the first-time caller. Daniel, when you're done, let me know. Oh, they dropped off. So the reason we go to first-time callers first is because they're new to the process and they don't realize sometimes it takes a bit to get on. So just let Daniel know, and I'll try to get to you as quick as I can. This is a WDAY Facebook message from Lana. It says, quote, "I do not understand why WDAY has not stopped the rhetoric spewed on the Jay Thomas show, even after the horrible events at the Capitol. The commentators are already bashing Biden while joking about Trump just being Trump. How is WDAY, who proclaims to be the news leader, allowing this afternoon program to continue on this venue? We are trying to unite our country, and these types of commentaries are doing just the opposite of what our nation needs. I respect other opinions, but I certainly don't respect what is happening on the Jay Thomas show. Please temper what is happening on WDAY. Thank you. I am writing this out of respect for the station I've grown up with, not to incite an argument. Please do not use my name or information. I'm just
I respect
concerned.
Other opinions except his.
Now, wait a minute. I understand what she's saying. She's not the first to say it. I thought this was actually about our show. So I read it. It turns out it's about Jay Thomas' show. And that's okay. Jay Thomas is on in the afternoon, 2 to 5. He's been on WDAY for a long, long time. I think if you'd asked the management there prior to us having the role in management, which we do now, and include them as a affiliate and part of our flag family team, I bet they get 10 compliments about Jay Thomas for every one of these. I take this Facebook message from the woman's name that I will not say again because I probably shouldn't have said it the first time, since she asked not for her name or information to be used, but you only know her first name. Anyway, she is probably a person that is not big on politics. And she really wants more than everything to unite our country. So when Jay Thomas talks one day out of five about what's going on in the country, he's doing it because that's what people are talking about. He also talks about cars. He also talks about motorcycles. And he talks about beer a lot. Right? So, yeah. And West Fargo probably more than all of those combined. This is why his audience loves him.
Well, can I just say one thing? Well, I love all the unite talk and all the unifying talk. I'm sorry, communism and freedom does not get along. There's no uniting those two.
And
I'm going to come together on that.
I'm not going to impugn this person's politics, but I am going to say, if you think the Democrats are about unity right now, I got a bridge I'll sell you.
Exactly.
With all due respect, I have a bridge I'll sell you, okay? Number one.
As long as we unify around their message.
Right. Number two, I would say Joe Biden had a chance to really unify the country in a way pretty darn unique. He chose to say he wanted to unify the country and heal the country. At the same time, he's cheerleading impeachment. That's wrong. Next WDAY Facebook message from Brian says, bring back the old morning show, at least on WDAY. This rebroadcast of 1100 sucks. Okay, so I think the morning show they mean, I forget what was our 9 to 11. Was it Mike Capel? Was Mike Capel on 9 to 11 before we were? I don't remember. But anyway, I think Mike was on the morning show. I don't remember if he was in all of this slot. What's on WDAY will not always be what's on 1100. That's temporary. We're building out other shows. The morning show will probably stay because it's the need to know morning show, and that's good for both. But just quick programming update for you there. This show that you're listening to, What's on Your Mind, if you can hear it on 1100, the flag, you don't need to hear it on WDAY 970. We get that. We also acknowledge that the audience on the flag is very different than the audience on AM 1100. That's why we own two of them, or we'll soon own two of them, because WDAY is a different listener. They're there more for news and the heritage, like this person, a station I grew up with. I respect the station. But I just feel like that's not us. Now, she's talking about Jay Thomas, and I do think Jay Thomas is the highest rated show on WDAY, so most of the listeners are not going to agree with her on that. But I get where you'd say, if I want the flag propagating, I'll turn on the flag. We hear you. We're getting to that. Rome wasn't built in a day. I hope that makes sense. Keep the comments coming. Terry, Kindred, first-time caller, next. Then Larry Fargo, Jeff Jamestown, Fred Wing. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Somewhere up in New York.
I seem to remember a movie this was in. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was a movie I remember. I don't know. Terry and Kindred, first-time caller in a second. Remember, we never get to all the callers. We wish we could. We love you. And sometimes news cycles are crazier than others, but if you don't get on the show, there's always, or if you're in a hurry, there's always the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. 855-200-1776. Kevin has one. We're going to play it in a moment, probably next hour, but we're going to play it. But you're welcome to call that number 24/7, only if you have the Be the Buffalo spirit, just like the team at Oasis Petroleum means. It means you got the guts to turn into the storm. Turn into the storm. Where do Buffalo go when the blizzard hits? They go into the blizzard. Craziest thing ever. Terry and Kindred, first-time caller, welcome to What's on Your Mind, Terry. Go.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Live out in Kramer Country, out by Kindred there. Now, I was just wondering, is it too soon to start a poll concerning as to how long the Democrats allow Joe Biden to be president? Not start a pool, not a poll.
I like the pool better. Pond's good for you, too. But the the pool would be, that'd be a fun one. Can we do that, though? Is that legal? I don't think we can. I'll have to call Wayne Stengemer, Carol Grossman at the Attorney General's Office.
I'd say we donate all the proceeds to the RNC or one of our candidates, or maybe Kramer or Hoban.
We can make it a charity, yeah. Quick question on Kindred. And by the way, does everybody say Kindred there, or is that kind of is that the lingo in Kindred, or are you just having fun?
Yeah, that's kind of a lingo thing. A lot of people say Kindred.
Kindred there. Same lingo down at Oakster.
So is there a sign anywhere near Kindred, Terry, that says, "Welcome to Kindred, home of Senator Kevin Kramer"?
Yeah, that would be a great sign to put up.
So there isn't one.
Career as he's been moving up.
I know, and you're saying there isn't one now.
No, there's a sign that says Kindred is a friendly place to live. I think that's what it says, something like that. Or where kindness is a way of life.
I'm going to get a hold of the KCs down there, or some folks. We should do that as a little service project for the folks in Kindred, because that's a big deal. You got a U.S. Senator from Kindred. And by the way, I've seen the one, this is why I asked, in Region, North Dakota. I stop and bow a couple of times when I'm Region. One time was at the Cannonball Inn and even had a picture taken after being at the Cannonball Inn for a little too long with the sign that says, "Welcome to Region, North Dakota, home of Senator Byron Dorgan." And it's still up, and he's not even a senator anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We got to get one going.
We do. We'll get down to Kindred there. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. Good call. Let's see. Jim the flagpole guy. He's our next caller. He's a regular, but we got to have regulars, too. He sells flagpoles. He's a patriot. What's on your mind today, Jim? Go.
Good morning, Scott. I have an announcement. We've had a lot of high winds, I know, through the central North Dakota to the west. And I'm announcing, it might seem delayed, but on the 25th of January, we'll be returned from a planned vacation, and I'll be able to fix flagpoles that are more distant. But if there are any in the next day or two on the west side, call or please email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com.
Can I ask you on that point? So if they call or email to you today, they'll get in line for when you get back from vacation?
Correct.
All right. And the email, by the way, is just Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. Is that where I don't have it in front of me here? I know this number. The number, the telephone number, 701.
You remember? 571-FLAG.
Thank you. 571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And the email is ndflagpoleguy.com. That's the website. You just go Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com or 701-571-FLAG. What else were you going to tell us?
Okay, so real quick. I've been home where, after the frost is in the ground, and I've taken some time for myself, and it's been good for me physically. I got a little issue with my gallbladder. Maybe a little bit too much fried food, but they say it's repairable. Speaking of, I just want to say it's been good for my soul. And speaking of soul, I've been reading an audio, actually by audio, as I paint my wife's walls, the book What Are Your Odds by Mike Lindell. And I'm not done with it yet. And I actually understood now I understand the significance of his presence in this world. I truly believe he was born for such a time as this, and I'll tell you why. Mike has been called since the age of 9 or so, I think, that he knew he was going to serve God. I think maybe more people have felt that. And you have to read his book to truly understand, but I would wonder if we could just pray real quick, if I could just lead us in a simple prayer for him, because if you read the book, you'll understand why. And I feel led to do this. And it's, Lord God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we ask you to complete what Mike Lindell was created to complete, and it must be done. In Jesus' name, protect Mike, and I pray a hedge of thorns around him. Amen. I just feel this in my spirit, and if you listen to the book, it's very significant and powerful to somebody that listened to their heart and not their head. With all the noise that's going on, when you look at this in the aggregate, which I've been doing since 2007, nobody lost more Facebook friends than me. I've been fighting this, and I just want to say that Mike is on the front lines with his team, and
it's not an accident. It's not an accident that he's on the front lines. Last time I talked to him, he was in a very secure location with General Mike Flynn and Sidney Powell. So you're right, a prayer is necessary for him. He is a warrior, and he makes the best pillow on planet Earth.
And read his book. Read his book.
Read his book. You're absolutely right. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO if you read no other book this month, next month? Read that book. You're exactly right. There's a patriot. Jim, the flagpole guy. More coming up, friends.
So Scott and Vince in the sauna. Actually, in the sauna. It's 2021. This is a great place to start your wellness 2021 plan, isn't it, Vince?
It is. And you think about all the benefits of a sauna. One comes to mind, New Year's resolution, losing weight. You will lose weight in a sauna, especially if you couple it with modern exercise, because you go from a sitting heart rate of 60, 70 beats per minute to about 150 in just a 30-minute sauna session.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, Florida. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.